I greet you this day in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Clarence William Page of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found for this wonderful day. When I say Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, and the world, it means that this message and this ministry reaches the entire world. Jesus Christ said that this gospel of the kingdom must first be published all over the world, throughout the world. And so this is part of filling that mandate to publish the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. The name of the church is Trinity Baptist Church, and the name of the ministry also is Light to Guide Our Feet. Light to Guide Our Feet. I call you your attention to the New Testament book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. And in 1 Thessalonians, let us look at chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. The reading begins at verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 28. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 28. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Our Father and our God in heaven, thank you for this day, for this occasion, this opportunity, and for every listening ear, not only for those who are listening at the initial offering of this worship service, but whenever anyone listens by whatever means, I pray that your Holy Spirit would use the words in this ministry, the Spirit of God in this ministry, to bless them abundantly, to your glory and to their good. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. For a short while, my friends, let's worship together using the topic, the Spirit of Giving Thanks. The Spirit of Giving Thanks. I would contend, my friends, that every person in whom dwells the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, will possess the Spirit of Giving Thanks. That is something that comes with being indwelt by the Holy Ghost and being filled particularly by the Holy Ghost. You know, those of us who are of the Baptist persuasion believe that everyone who is saved is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. But we do not believe that everyone who is saved is automatically filled with the Holy Spirit. We believe that infilling with the Holy Spirit is a progressive type of thing for the Christian. And thus, in the Bible, we do not see a command to be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. There's no command that commands us to be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit automatically is in us at the time of our salvation. At the time that the Lord saves us, we automatically become indwelt by the Holy Spirit. But there is a command in the Bible that says, be ye filled with the Spirit. So we are commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, but you are already saved and you are indwelt with the Holy Spirit, seek the infilling of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people that you think are OD'd on Jesus Christ, it's not an overdose of Jesus Christ, but it's the filling of the Holy Spirit. And that's why you say, they're always saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit witnesses that way for those who are filled with the Holy Spirit. The verse I would like to focus on in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 is verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If you will follow the command that is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, your life will be so much easier and more filled with the presence of the Lord. We practice the presence of the Lord. In His presence is fullness of joy. And He has His Holy Spirit in us. When people curse at you, if you thank God for allowing you to be peaceful and to pray under your breath unto Him, you can pray under your breath saying, "Lord, I thank you for helping me to hold my peace. I thank you for helping me to take heed to myself. Lord, I thank you for letting me hear that this person has an issue that needs to be prayed for." When your children aggravate you, you can say, "Lord, thank you for children. Lord, thank you for letting me be a parent. Lord, thank you for grandchildren. Lord, thank you for the food you've given me to feed these children. Thank you for the roof over our heads." And if you don't happen to have a roof over your head, thank you, Lord, that I believe you're going to do it for me. When somebody cuts you off on the highway, instead of cursing at them, you can say, "Lord, thank you for not letting them hit me. Thank you for not letting me hit them. Lord, I know they were wrong. I know I'm in the right. But I thank you for giving me peace in this very situation." Thanksgiving is becoming Christians. And so we're told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And there's never anything or never a time when you don't have something to give thanks for. Because if you can just think of the commandment to give thanks, it's a blessing to have the brain to think. Some people can't. If you can just speak the words, "Thank you, Jesus." Some people cannot audibly speak the word, "Thank you, Jesus." We take too much for granted. We act like God owes us, and then we are not grateful to Him. But I have come to a point of thanking God. "Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank Him for every listening ear. I thank Him for this very opportunity. I thank Him for letting me be able to stand, for letting me be able to think, for letting me be able to read, just to be able to read. I thank Him for giving me the words I'm saying right now. I didn't write this out. When I preach, I normally don't write a sermon. I just trust the Holy Spirit. I trust the Holy Spirit to just give me the word. So these things I'm saying to you right now, I thank God for bringing the next sentence to my mind. I don't really know what I'm going to say next exactly. I have some idea, but I very seldom write a sermon. I have so many sermons in me. So I just get up in faith. And people may say, "Well, that's not a sermon. People like hooping." I don't try to do that. I don't try to make people shout. My intent is to get people to allow the word of God to come into him or come into her. My intent is to leave with you the word of God. That's what I want to get into you. I want to get the word of God, because Isaiah chapter 55 assures me that his word will not return unto him void. So if I can get you to just focus in on his word, if I can get you to read his word, that to me is success. If I can just get you to read his word, If I can get you to remember His word, if I can get you to search out His word, that to me is success. And so, as I hasten toward the close of this worship service, I'm going to give you some scriptures. And I beg of you, please read these scriptures. Please read these scriptures, because they will help enhance the operation of the spirit of thanksgiving that is in you as a Christian. Please write these down, and please read this. Once I've given this, then it is my intent to kind of try to end this worship service. So if you have a pen, or if you're recording this, I'm not going to read them in any particular order. I will jump from the New Testament to the Old Testament, the Old Testament to the New Testament. So I'm just going to give them to you, and you can read them as you're led by the Holy Spirit. They have to do with Jesus, with giving thanks. Jesus Christ Himself gave thanks. When He performed miracles, He gave thanks. If Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, if Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living and true God, found it necessary to give thanks, surely you and I must give thanks, must give thanks, must give thanks, must give thanks. The Catholics give the Eucharist. We must give thanks. We must give thanks. So write this down if you don't mind. And if you do mind, write it down anyway. They will bless you. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 11. The Gospel of John. Just write John 6, 11. Write that down, and with the intent of at some time in the future, if not today, you're going to read and remember this sermon about giving thanks. And remember 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Mark chapter 14, verse 23. Mark 14, 23. Mark chapter 14, 23. Matthew chapter 11, 25. Matthew chapter 11, 25. About giving thanks. Matthew chapter 11, 25. Ephesians 5:20. Ephesians 5:20. Ephesians 5:20. About giving thanks, you're going to be expressing the very will of God when you give thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Luke 10:21. Please write down Luke 10:21. Luke 10:21. Luke 22:17. Luke 22:17. Psalm 136:1. Psalm 136:1. Psalm 136:2, Psalm 136:3, Psalm 136:26. Read it again, Reverend. Psalm 136:1, Psalm 136:2, Psalm 136:3, Psalm 136:26. Matthew 26:27. Matthew 26:27. Matthew 26:27, Mark 8:6, Mark chapter 8, verse 6, about giving thanks. Psalm 140, verse 13, Psalm 140, Psalm 140, verse 13, Luke 22:19, Luke 22:19, about giving thanks. Please read, because they will bless your spirit, your soul, your life. Matthew 15:36. Matthew 15:36. About giving thanks, for we are commanded in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That last one was Matthew 15:36. John 6:23. John 6:23. John 6:23. John 11:41. John 11:41. John 11:41. Some of you play, what's that game, bingo? People call out the numbers and you find them right quick. Some people play bingo and when the isn't there a number it's called? I haven't played bingo in so many years. But this kind of sound like playing bingo, but it's not bingo. This is Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit worship and Holy Spirit study. Next one is Psalm 105:1. Psalm 105:1. Psalm 105:1. Psalm 122:4. Psalm 122:4. Psalm 122:4. Psalm 119:62. We're talking about giving thanks, for we're commanded in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Last one I read was Psalm 119:62. Now Psalm 106:1. Psalm 106:1. Psalm 106:1. Psalm 107:1. Psalm 107:1. Psalm 118:1. Psalm 118:1. Psalm 118:1. In everything give thanks, says 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Psalm 35:18. Psalm 35:18. Psalm 35:18. Psalm 97:12. Psalm 97:12. Psalm 97:12. Psalm 92:1. Psalm 92:1. In all things, remember, the Bible says, in everything give thanks. Psalm 18:49. Psalm 18:49. Psalm 30:4. Psalm 30:4. Psalm 30:12. Psalm 79:13. Psalm 79:13. Psalm 106:47. Psalm 106:47. Our scripture reference is and was 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Husband, no matter what your wife says to you, give thanks to God for your wife. Say, Lord, I thank you for that woman. I thank you that even though she's arguing at me, I thank you that I have somebody to talk to me. Even though she's criticizing me, I thank you I have somebody to talk to me. I thank you that I have someone that is living with me. I thank you that I have someone that I'm not sleeping by myself in the bed at night. I thank you I have somebody, another human being in my house. Wife, when your husband gets upset with you or when he comes home late, so I say, Lord, I thank you that I have a husband. Even though I was worried about him and wondering where he was, I thank you that I have a husband. I pray for him in Jesus' name. I thank you for our family, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. I thank you for his family. Thank you for my family. We have so many things to give thanks for. I thank you for food to eat, for clothes to wear. I thank you for letting me be able to thank you. I thank you for allowing me to be able to think a thank. I thank you for allowing me to be able to T-H-I-N-K, a T-H-A-N-K. Father God in heaven, in Jesus' name, I thank you for allowing me to be able to T-H-I-N-K, a T-H-A-N-K. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. For those of you who are in seminary and so forth, you know the Greek word eucharisteo. 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 Eucharistos in Greek, for those of you who are in seminary. Giving of thanks, gratitude, grateful, thankful, mindful of favors given. The Greek word Eucharisteo, Eucharistos, 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 Eucharisteo in the Greek, for those of you who are in seminary. Giving thanks, grateful, thankful, grateful, gratitude, mindful of favors. When people give you do you a favor, thank them. Everything God does for us is a favor. What does he owe you? What does he owe me? I owe him everything. I owe him everything. And so everything I get from him, I need to thank him. His son, who was God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, gave thanks to Almighty God. If Jesus Christ gave thanks, I must give thanks. Eucharisteo, Eucharistos, grateful, mindful of favors, thankful. My friends, it has been a wonderful time being with you today. I pray that you will read those scriptures. It is not by coincidence that you are listening, no matter when you're listening, but God wants to bless you. God is in the blessing business. Let him bless you. God is in the blessing business. Let him bless you. God is in the blessing business. Do business with him. Do business with God. Do business with God. He's in the blessing business. For those of you who are not saved, ask the Lord to save you. Take faith in Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ came to planet Earth to pay the penalty for your sins and my sins and all the sins that are committed by human beings. Jesus Christ was the only one who could do that, because the wages of sin is death, and that means eternal death. So you and I cannot pay the price for our sins and still live. For the price of my sin, the penalty of my sin, is death. I can't pay death as a human being and still live, but Jesus had to die because the wages of sin is death. But God raised him from the dead. And so when you take faith in him, then his penalty that he paid is put on your sin account, and your sin account is wiped clean. And you become born again. And when you die, you go to heaven. Do repent, though, of any sins you commit after becoming saved. Though some theologians would say that's not important, I think it's important. I repent if I think anything that's not right, if I want to think anything is not right, if I imagine anything that's not right, if I want to imagine anything that's not right, I repent. Lord, forgive me for even wanting to imagine that. Some of you men, you know, we used to curse. You might get upset and want to curse. You won't do it because you're a deacon. But if you imagine it, say, Lord God, forgive me. I was upset. I wanted to curse, Lord, but I didn't. But I did have it in my mind, Lord. I had it in my mind that made me mad, Lord. I wanted to curse, but thank you for keeping me from cursing. But I repent to you for even thinking about cursing. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the process of repentance. That's the way you get rid of sin. The Bible says God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. I believe that's in Acts chapter 17. The Apostle Paul on Mars Hill told those people there, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So wherever around the world you're hearing this, God commands you to repent. It doesn't matter what tribe, what color, what country, what nation, what political system you're in. Almighty God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Hallelujah. So Ask the Lord to save your soul. Say, oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, save my soul. You may say, well, I don't really understand that. Don't worry about it. God understands it. When you say, oh Lord, save my soul, he understands. He understands. He understands. You keep on saying, oh Lord, save my soul. You keep on praying. Oh Lord, save my soul. He will save you. If you are sincere in mind and heart and spirit, he will save you and you will be saved. You will become a Christian. So keep on praying in your private life. You don't have to go to the church. It's good to go to a church. You don't have to come to a minister. It's good to come to a minister. But you don't have to, because God is everywhere. God is everywhere. God is everywhere. And so you keep praying, oh Lord, save my soul. Once he saves you and you know you're saved, contact a Christian minister and our ministry, request and receive Christian baptism. Christian baptism is very important. The Lord will send people to help you. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.